The story of Easter Sunday, the story of our faith, is really a very simple one. Almost 2,000 years ago, a young man, an unknown carpenter's son, from a small town in an occupied nation on the outskirts of the Roman Empire, came out of the wilderness, and he stood in the synagogue, and he read out these words. "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's Jubilee." And then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. And the eyes of everyone in the synagogue were upon him. And he began by saying to them, "Today, this scripture is being fulfilled in your hearing." Something new had begun. As this man Jesus walked the towns and villages of Israel, preaching a new story of God and his people, the crowds flocked to hear him. He taught a message of forgiveness and grace and compassion and justice and mercy, of a God who races down the road to clasp his lost child. He promised the poor, the lonely, the grieving, the powerless, the lost, that the blessing of God was theirs. His hands and his love sought out the blind, the crippled, the outcasts, and his healing love poured out over them. He bound demons and rescued those who were held in their thrall. He brought back a young man from the dead because his mother needed him. He fed the hungry crowds because they had nowhere place to go. And he gifted his words, his grace, his hands, his love to the untouchable, to the people who would never, should never have ventured near a man like him. A woman with a hemorrhage, lepers, the servant of a Roman soldier, the child of a woman from Syrophoenicia, a lonely Samaritan woman standing at noon by an empty well. And their lives were changed forever. He was, he said, the good shepherd. He was, he said, living water. He was the light of the world. And as the light within and around him grew and grew, as it reached out and touched every single person he encountered, so that they too began to shine with hope and light and love, the powers of darkness raised their standard against him and came to meet him. And they killed the light, and they buried it in a tomb. And they thought that the light was gone forever, that Jesus of Nazareth had become nothing more than a casualty of history, a footnote in a dusty text. And the people who had loved him lost hope too, believing that hope was nothing more than a fool's game, that love had died, that the darkness had won, that death was the final victor, because Jesus of Nazareth was dead. All through this week, we have watched and waited and grieved as the hope was extinguished, as the candles were snuffed out one by one, as the love and light of the world died, his hands stretched wide, wide enough to gather in all the people who walked in darkness, but immobilized by that darkness, nailed to a wooden cross. And yet, almost 2,000 years later, today, 2018, people around the world are opening their eyes to a new day with joy in their hearts, and he is risen on their lips. Because the story was not ended. In fact, it was still only just beginning. 2,000 years ago, as we heard in the gospel reading today, Jesus of Nazareth, who had died and was buried, rose from the dead. The stone was rolled away, and hope and love reigned triumphant. The light had defeated the darkness. Death was overcome forever, and the high King of heaven, God's Son, is alive, has come back for us, come back from the dead to set us free. Easter Day is the cornerstone, the foundation, the heartbeat of our faith. Jesus, who died, is alive. He has opened the gates to heaven. It is Easter Day, and our everlasting life has begun. This is our faith. This is the improbable, impossible, astonishing truth on which we base our lives. The truth from which our every thought and word and action is guided. It is the reason why we are all here today with the people we are privileged to call our brothers and sisters. It is the heart of this church. It is the steady drumbeat of our prayers and our worship. The bonds of death could not hold him down. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, and we are free from the snares of sin and death, and nothing, nothing can ever separate us from his love. It is Easter Day. Christ is risen. Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Alleluia. And we could stop there, because this is the message of Easter, the only truth that needs to be told. This could be the shortest sermon in the history of CB. But you know I won't do that, don't you? And I think perhaps there's some value in pausing for a moment and looking back at the journey we've travelled over Holy Week and Lent. So the theme that we have been exploring for the last 6 weeks is Jesus is. Sermons on Jesus the man, Jesus the God, Jesus King, Jesus sacrifice, and Jesus as the atonement. And I don't know if you've noticed, but our preachers have really struggled with this series. Because the minute you try to pin down one aspect of Jesus, other aspects start crowding in. It's almost impossible, as I found, to preach on Jesus the man without sliding into Jesus the God. It takes almost willful disregard of huge chunks of scripture to preach on Jesus the sacrifice without shifting into Jesus as King. As we've worked through this series, images of Jesus have slipped and changed. We see him shaped up to be a superhero, only for him to be paraded on Pilate's balcony as an empty shell. We see him on Palm Sunday, riding as a triumphant king into Jerusalem. But when we look more closely, we see a lamb prepared for slaughter. It's as if every time we try to name him, describe him, he slips away from the categories we find for him, bursts out of our neat and tidy boxes. And as we travel through the Gospels, we see exactly the same thing happening. Every time people try to define him, to categorize him, he breaks out of the frame. The church leaders of this time wanted a tidy Messiah who would confirm their own power and their own control and every letter of the law. And instead, he preached a radical message of love and grace and forgiveness. The people of his time wanted a man, and he gave them a God. They wanted a king, and he gave them a sacrifice. They wanted a Messiah who was the leader of a rebellion, and he gave them instead the keys to an everlasting kingdom. Whenever we try to define Jesus, he defies our expectations, tangles up our puny words, subverts our tiny definitions, turns our small ambitions into glory. We heard at the beginning of the service what Jesus is. Let me go through some of these again. They are written up on the banners beside me. Jesus is no less than the master of death. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. He was there when God threw stars into space and laid down the foundations of the earth. He will be there when the stars fall inward and the reign of heaven begins. He is the High King of heaven. He is the Son of righteousness. He is the Judge of nations. He is the Lion of Judah. And he is the Lamb who was slain, about whom the hosts of heaven, angels and archangels, and all holy men and women will sing. Worthy, worthy is he to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing forever, forever and ever. Jesus is the great I am, beyond words, beyond human understanding, beyond all our expectations, so great and vast and glorious that our minds and hearts can do nothing more than sit in wonder and awe and mystery. This is Jesus, God incarnate, God's Word made flesh. The great I am, whose love for us is so great that he held back nothing, nothing at all. He laid down all that power and strength and glory and might as a sacrifice for us, for love of us. It is Easter Sunday, and so we sit in the heart of mystery. And all that is asked of us is that we lay everything else aside and simply open our hearts and minds and hands to accept the sacrifice of Christ and the power of his resurrection. And when we accept this, we begin to understand what it means to be followers of Christ. We have asked who Jesus is. Now know who we are, how you are. You are a child of God, loved beyond measure, loved with a love so wide and long and high and deep that it defeated the darkness, defeated death, and brought us home. You are loved with an extravagant love by the great I am, the one so glorious in his majesty that all creation falls at his feet. If you've ever doubted this, if you've ever felt self-hatred or self-doubt or that you weren't good enough, if you've ever held shame or doubt close to you, if, as you hear this message of God's love for you, you find yourself thinking, yes, but, it's time to let that burden go. This Easter day, you, all of us, you are holy, you are loved, because Jesus died and came back just for you, so that you may live life to the full, and so that he could call you his own. And in the light of this love, our prayer should be that we too may love with an extravagant love, that we may offer to Jesus and to one another and to his beloved world a love that holds nothing back, that we love without counting the cost, that we give without restraint, and that we ask him for no less than everything, because that's what's in his hands to give to us. So, if anyone here has never experienced the love of God, if you don't know that you are the beloved, then can I invite you to come up after the service so that I or Bill or Tim or one of the elders can pray with you? Because I promise you, there is nothing in the world more wonderful and glorious than knowing deep in your heart the love that our great high God has for us. And if anyone here has forgotten or lost sight of this love, if you've been lost to self-doubt or a sense of sin, or if you just need a reminder, again, please come up. Let us pray with you. And so for all of us, this is Easter Day, the most glorious day, the most joyous day in the whole of human history. The day we were set free and our eyes opened to glory. The day of the Lord's favor. The day that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. The day that the light vanquished the darkness. Jesus is the great I am, and his greatness will one day be proclaimed to all the nations because he has done this. Let us praise our glorious King. Let us raise our voices in worship once again. For Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.